This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Streaming is the way most of us get our music, but no one company has figured out how to make that work yet monetarily for the people actually making the music. Ethan Diamond is giving it his best shot, though. He's the CEO of the music publishing platform Bandcamp, digital and physical sales combined. And his inspiration to start the company, he said, came after he bought an album online but didn't get his music.
I wrote to the address on the website, and the lead singer ended up writing me back and sending me a direct link to the record, which, you know, I could have then shared anywhere on the internet. Of course, I didn't. But, you know, from a tech perspective, it was a complete train wreck, and this just killed me because, you know, this band had clearly spent a lot of time, put in a lot of effort, and spent also a lot of money, and they ended up with something that didn't really work.
The lay of the digital music landscape in 2007, when you started Bandcamp, was a completely different beast than it is today. Give me the thumbnail sketch.
Sure. So at the time, 2007, you had sites like MySpace and Verb and iMeme. And what they offered artists was essentially a sharecropping arrangement. You know, you gave them your content, and then it was their logo, it was their advertising, it was their URL, it was their traffic, it was their entire identity. And it seemed crazy to me that, you know, if you were a writer at the time, you had things like WordPress, Movable Type, Blogger, all these things that let you create a site for free and very easily. But if your artistic output was music instead of words, you were completely out of luck. So we built Bandcamp to address that problem.
Break down the business model for me. Let's say I go on Bandcamp and I pay $1 for a song. I'm making up this number. How much does the artist get? How much do you get? And lay that out for me.
Bandcamp's model is based on a revenue share. It's 15% on digital, 10% on physical. And in that way, our success is tied to the success of the artist. So we only make money if the artist makes a whole lot more money.
Which is all great, but if I can get all the music I want on Spotify for $10 a month, why am I not going to do that as opposed to Bandcamp?
Sure. So none of those services really address music fandom. When I like a piece of music, I like to not only listen to it a bunch of times, but I also like to maybe get the LP and pore over the liner notes and buy their T-shirts, go to their shows, maybe put their poster on my wall. And it's that sort of engaged fandom that Bandcamp is here to offer.
So here comes a loaded question. It must make you, and I'm going to guess you've talked to artists about this, and it certainly makes them crazy, when, you know, just for instance, Spotify pays, what is it, like 6/1000ths of a cent for each stream or something?
Yeah, that's right. You know, the technology of streaming is great. You find music that you like, you press play, and you're instantly listening to your music. But the word streaming, especially in the music business, is frequently used to describe one particular business model, and that's the model of unlimited subscription-based music rental. And as a business, you know, that model is still unproven, even after hundreds of millions of investment dollars raised and spent.
You know, it feels like we have been talking about digital distribution of music and how artists can make money from it, and at the same time, consumers can have choice since, like, back in the days of Napster, you know. Where are we going to go?
Well, I think that what we're going to end up with is a place where there are going to be a handful of big technology companies for whom music is an entry point into their ecosystems. So companies that make most of their profit from things like hardware, cell phone service plans, maybe other subscription services, they use music as a way to get people into those systems. For our part, you know, we see music in a very different way. It's not a commodity. It's not content to get you into something else. It's art. It's art that people pour their souls into. So we're here to serve those artists and the fans who see music in that same way.
Ethan Diamond, he's the CEO of Bandcamp. Ethan, thanks very much.
Thanks for having me.